Measles warnings have been coming thick and fast this year. The latest this week is a passenger travelled from Thailand to New Zealand through Sydney and Melbourne, exposing others to the disease. In the Northern Territory, authorities have lowered the age of vaccination for babies to just 9 months. So why is the potentially fatal virus making a resurgence? Eleanor Whitehead has been taking a look.
By now, measles should be avoidable, but cases are resurging in Australia amid a global comeback. Dr. Margie Danchin is a clinician researcher at the University of Melbourne.
With people travelling frequently to, you know, places like Indonesia, Bali, the Philippines, it does increase that risk.
There were 103 cases of measles across Australia in 2018, but authorities have recorded 77 in just the first 3 months of this year. That's despite a comprehensive immunisation programme.
Vaccine coverage sits between sort of 93-94%. But unfortunately for measles, we need a coverage rate around 95%. It's important for people to realise that there are pockets of much lower coverage all over Australia.
The Northern Territory is battling its first outbreak in 12 years and this week announced new measures to tackle it. The Territory's Health Minister, Natasha Files.
Children aged 9 months to 12 months can bring forward their measles vaccination.
Cases of measles more than tripled in Europe in 2018, while an outbreak in the Philippines has killed over 300 people so far this year. This week, Rockland County in the US state of New York declared a state of emergency. County Executive Ed Day.
Anyone who is under 18 years of age and is unvaccinated against the measles will be barred from public places until the declaration expires.
In parts of Europe, the Philippines and the United States, anti-vax campaigners have been blamed for the resurgence. But Professor Rainer McIntyre, a research fellow at the University of New South Wales, says there are other explanations for immunisation gaps in Australia.
Generally, there are people who are born overseas, so migrants, and have been incompletely vaccinated, and somehow they've just missed the catch-up vaccination.
Professor McIntyre says only about 2% of Australians are hardline anti-vaxxers, but many more are susceptible to their campaigns.
We're just putting all our resources into focusing on people at the margin, and we're taking for granted that big group in the middle who vaccinate their kids.
For adults who are unsure whether they have been immunised, Dr. Margie Danchin recommends a visit to the local doctor.
Particularly for travellers, you know, either look at their immunisation status or if they're not sure, just get a booster dose of MMR vaccine.
Dr. Margie Danchin and that report from Eleanor Whitehead.